الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره، نعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He's the only one worthy of praise. I seek His help, His guidance, and His forgiveness. I believe in Him and I trust Him, and seek refuge in Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah, and whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. The Muslims, they must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. Fear Allah and don't die unless you are in a state of Islam. After this, I greet you all with the greeting of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and the blessing of Almighty Allah be with you all. Welcome you all for continuation of our tafsir classes. Today is Wednesday, I think is August. Okay. To the year 2006, and if I'm not mistaken, we continuation today Surah Al-Ghashiyah, the overwhelming, which is Surah number 88. And Alhamdulillah that we already had started the Surah with introduction, and we went for tafsir until verse number 8. We finished 7, we're going to start number 8, and Alhamdulillah everybody did their homework and memorized the 7 verses. They try to memorize one verse a day, so this is the reason they know the 7 verses. Alhamdulillah. Alright, before we start inshallah with verse number 8, we like to say the surah and go over it until 7, and we start to go up to number inshallah 16. Let's see how we're going to make. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية؟ وجوه يومئذ خاشعة، عاملة ناصبة، تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had informed us about the people of hellfire, as it said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala divided the people of Day of Judgment into two categories. In the first category, those who their faces will be khashi'a, due to the fact that they used to be amilatun nasiba. As a result of this, they will go to be burned in a blazing fire, tasla naran hamiya, and they will be given to drink min aynin aniya, and also there is food been prepared for them which doesn't serve for nourishment but is going to be a means of punishment, and this ta'am and this food will be min dari' which la yusminu wa la yughni min ju' is not going to prevail from hunger, neither would serve purpose of nourishment. So this was the first category. After this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discussing about the second category, the second category of the people in the Day of Judgment, which is going to be وجوه يومئذ ناعمة. وجوه is the plural of وجه. وجه means face, and وجوه is faces. يومئذ in that day. يوم means a day. يومئذ in that day will be what? Will be ناعمة from نعمة blessing, favor, joyful. The faces will be happy, will be glad. وجوه يومئذ ناعمة. If I'm not mistaken, I mentioned last week that the wajh, it doesn't stand by itself. That means when you're talking about wajh, because this is the most honorable parts of your body, alright? So when we're talking about wajh, we're talking about the whole person. So the person will be happy. Usually the expression it shows in your face. Okay? وجوه يومئذ. In that day these people will be happy. But you will see this where? You see it in their face. You see the expression. Na'imah. From ni'mah. Okay, favor and blessings. That mean will be joyful, will be happy. لسعيها راضية. سعي like somebody walking. But also you, when you say this is my sa'i, i.e. this is my achievement. Because anything you want to achieve, you have to go after it. You go behind it, you walk. Exactly. Alright. So when you say لسعيها, for what they earn, what they had achieved. Okay. راضية, please. Happy, content, glad. What sa'i? In the day of judgment, you will see the result of your deed. You receive the result of what you did in, what the result of what you did in this life, your salah, your fasting, your hajj, your charity, your good deeds. All this call your achievement, your sa'i, what you went after, what you had, your endeavor. Okay, this is sa'i. لسعيها, the lamb in the beginning, for sa'i, achievement. سعيها, her achievement. That means this faces these people for their achievement. Alright, or what? Radiya min al-rida, from the word radiya, like you say radiyallahu an, may Allah be pleased with him. So now لسعيها, for their achievement, radiya, you are pleased to see the result. Okay, when do we actually get to know about the result? The result is already indicated when you are in the grave. And the pleasure or the punishment, it will start in the grave. It doesn't wait until the day of judgment. But what you get in your grave is, like you may call it, a symbol. Alright? A symbol of the punishment or a symbol of the pleasure you're going to get later on. As a result of this, the kafir, as soon he gets this result or this taste, he say, Rabbi la tuqim al-sa'a. Oh Allah, don't let the judgment day come. Why? Because he knows that what comes after will be worse than what he see now. As for the Muslim, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala order for a gate from Jannah to be open for him. And there is a difference between a gate is open to you to something, you have access to the gate, and you be in Jannah itself. Okay? But you will get to see some of the rewards. Okay? While you in your grave. As a result of this, the believers will say what? Rabbi aqim as-sa'a. Oh Allah, let the hour come so I can go back and see my family and see, understand my family and all these things, because this already like he given you a symbol, so that mean you know that what comes after this will be okay. Alright, so the person already got the indication and got the result to know which destination, which way he's going, as soon he die and he go in his grave. The grave? The, what you call, not the construction, is a, what is the word in English? Sitika. No, not snatching. This, but I'm looking for an English word. Like you take something, extraction. The extraction of the soul from the body. Okay? It can be also an indication, but he didn't really get to see what's what. This is true. Because the Malak of the Mouth will come and say, if the person is good, Ya ayyatuha an-nafsul mutma'inna, O godly soul, come and return to your Lord, come to goodness and. So it became so easy for the angel to take the soul out of the body. And it comes, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, like a drop of water coming out of the what you call this water sack. Yeah, the water sack, you understand, as soon you let the what you call the control loose, water is so easy, understand, like if it it comes very, the water easy will come. The kafir soul, when is the announcement comes, Ya ayyatuha an-nafsul khabitha, O filthy soul, come out to anger from your Lord. So now the soul starts to be like pieces and run all over the body. And finally the angel has no choice except to what? Snatch it by force.
So it's not really the angels have been instructed to either pull gently or to snatch it. They're reacting to the nature of the soul.
It is the only way that it's going to get it. To such a degree, the Prophet ﷺ gives the Sahaba expression. You know that the wool material, and you get a branch of a tree with the thorns in it. And if you put this wool material on a branch of a tree that has thorns in it, and you try to pull it out, it's not easy. It's not going to be coming. That is, it's going to start cutting the material. You see, كما ينفس من الصوف, so will be a fighting, pulling out. You see, why? Because right away the soul gets scared because it knows what's happening. All right. Now the second step, when it goes to the grave, and now the Munkar and the Nakir comes, the two angels, and sets you up and ask you, مَنْ رَبُّكْ مَنْ دِينُكْ. Okay. So the kafir and munafiq say, ha ha, la adri. Like somebody asked him something and you don't know, he say, I don't know. What's this? I don't know. I heard the people something and I said what they were saying. Okay? So, this is the condition of the kafir. And now the call will come from Allah that my slave lying, he didn't give the proper answer. أَفْرِشُوهُ مِنَ النَّارِ وَافْتَحُوا لَهُ بَابًا إِلَى النَّارِ, so make a bed for him from hellfire, open a gate to hellfire for him. So right away when he got to see this, and the man will come to him in an ugly form and say, who you are? Because your face indicates evil. It's like a bad sign. Who you are? You say, I am your bad deeds that you used to do in the dunya. So this is the only company you're going to have, your good deed or your bad deed. You deal like in the form of a human being. As for the believers, he will answer, Rabbi Allah, my Lord is Allah, my deen is al-Islam, my Prophet is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The call will be calling and say, Sadaqa Abdi, فَأَفْرِشُوهُ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ وَأَلْبِسُوهُ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ وَافْتَحُوا لَهُ بَابًا إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ. Indeed, my slave has given the proper answer. So, make a bed for him from Jannah. Dress him from Jannah. Open a gate for him to Jannah. Right away, he will say, oh Allah, let the hour establish. So, it's not that you're going to wait until the day of judgment to get the result or to see the pleasure. Alright? So now here, this face is already, when it's resurrected, already heavy, because they know the result is already got some indication about it in their grave. And this came as a result of what? He said, لِسَعِيهَا, for their achievement. So it's not because his name was Muhammad, it's not because he was Arab, it's not because he was Sayyid, it's not because he's from a noble family, it's not anything, but it has to be a deed. Okay? It has to be a deed. The uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was his uncle, but he died a kafir. Abu Lahab was against him. You see? So it doesn't matter who you are, what name, what color, what, okay? But Allah said, لِسَعْيِهَا, for their achievement. So that means we have to try our best in this dunya. Because this is the field for plantation. It's not going to be a field there to plant in Jannah. Here is the field to plant. Now is the harvest to get the result. It's today is that we supposed to do the work. Tomorrow is not going to be a salah. It's not going to be a siyam. It's going to be the time to get the reward. Okay? لِسَعْيِهَا رَاضِيَةً. Where? Say, فِي جَنَّةٍ عَالِيَةً. Where all this going to be? He said, in a Jannah, heaven, paradise. And he said, what? Aliyah, high. Nothing higher than Jannah in all Allah's creation, except what? The throne of Almighty Allah. There is nothing above Jannah except the throne of Almighty Allah. So Allah made the Jannah in the highest of all places. Okay? And the highest of place of all the Jannah, alright, the whole thing is called Jannah, but there is a Jinan, like levels and departments, like you have Jannat Adn and Jannat al-Firdaus. Okay, so وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ, for those who fear the possession of their Lord, they have two Jannat. So there is more than one Jannah. Okay, but the highest of all is what? Jannat al-Firdaus. The highest of all Jannat is the Jannah of Firdaus, which the throne of Allah is the ceiling of this Jannah. فِي جَنَّةٍ عَالِيَةٍ. And I want to give you more explanation about this Jannah. لا تسمع فيها لاغية. لا means what? Not. تسمع like سمع, from سمع to hear. This called سمع. Your hearing is سمع. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of Allah's attributes, names is what? أسمع. السميع, the all hearing. السميع. And you say سمع الله لمن حمده. So when you say لا, not. تسمع, to hear. فيها, في means in, and ha is a pronoun referring to it. What is it? Jannah. So the ha referring, the pronoun referring to what? To the Jannah. So you don't hear in Jannah laghiyah, bad talk, evil talk, no backbiting, no slander, no cursing, no any of the thing, no lying. Alright? So the atmosphere also. Okay? You don't hear in it, in this Jannah, which is high, you don't hear vain talk. Yeah, from Lahu. Lahu, vain talk. Came in Surah Al-Mu'minun, قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون والذين هم عن اللغو معرضون والذين هم للزكاة فاعلون. So لغو, they turn away from evil talk, from vain talk. Something is not beneficial for you in your dunya, neither in the akhirah. كل لغو. Okay. What else as a description for this Jannah? فيها عين جارية. فيها means what? In it. في ha. The ha referring to what? The Jannah again. Aynun. We talk about ayn last time. How many ayn we have? Three. The letter ayn. And your eyeball, you call it ayn. And ayn is what? It's spring. So which one of these that we're talking about now in the surah? The spring. Okay, فيها عين جارية. From جري, جري running. Okay. Okay. جارية running non-stop. Yes. صدقة جارية. Very good. Continuous charity. فيها عين جارية. عين. Okay. What else? All this is still talking about the reward of the second category of people in the day of judgment. And فيها سرور مرفوعة. Also in Jannah. فيها. In it. سرور is a plural, which is a single سرير. سرير means what? A bed. تخت. You know تخت? Okay. فيها سرور. A plural of سرير. Beds. What kind of beds? مرفوعة. مرفوعة. من الرفع. The word رفع. رفع. To raise. To lift up. Okay.
We saw this before. And we said the word being described in Jannah, sitting on raised couches. So let's say we cover the difference.
It's only last year. Anybody remember? Okay, look up. نزعات. الصراط؟ عبثا. مرفوعة مطهرة. والسورة عبثا. Alright, but we're talking about what? The suhuf, the books, the rankings.
I was reading
but the word is marfu'a. Okay, marfu'a, raised high. بأيدي سفرة كرام بررة. في صحف مطهرة مرفوعة. في صحف مكرمة مرفوعة مطهرة. Alright, so the bids will be what? High. Alright, elevation. What else in addition to this? وأكواب موضوعة. أكواب, you're still looking for it, five seconds, you're going to miss it. The أكواب. Alright, وأكواب موضوعة. أكواب is a plural of كوب, which is like a glass, a cup. So أكواب means cups. موضوعة, set at hand. That mean easy to reach. You see, the bed is raised, but the cup is close to your hand. Mawdu'a, it's already laid down there, like ready for you to reach. Mawdu'a, like you see, wada'a, to put something on something. Wada'a. وأكواب موضوعة. What else? ونمارق. نمارق is plural of نمرق. Cushions, نمارق. Cushions, something you lean against it and for relaxation and comfort. C-U-S-H. Masfufa, from Safa. Safa and Saf, you know Saf is a row, straight in your rank. Masfufa, it been like been set in rows. Masfufa. What else? In description for Jannah and the pleasure for the believers. وَزَرَابِيُّ مَبْثُوثَةٌ. وَزَرَابِيُّ مَبْثُوثَةٌ. We means carpets.
Which word is carpets?
Zarabi. Mabesusa, spread out. So in general it's saying other faces that day will be joyful, glad with their endeavors in a lofty paradise, where they shall neither hear harmful speech nor falsehood. Therein will be a running spring. Therein will be thrones raised high, and cups set at hand, and cushions set in rows, and rich carpets all spread out. And with this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the enjoyment and the description of the second category of the people in the day of judgment. Okay, let's hear, see what Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen rahmatullah alayh saying here concerning وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة. The wujuh faces in that day, happy and joyful due to what Allah had given them from pleasure and great reward. That's because they already got to know while they are in their graves. That because the human being in his grave will be joyful. It will be open for him a door from Jannah. And the smell and the fragrance and the joy of Jannah will reach him. So these faces will be happy for the result of their deeds that they did in the dunya. And this, they're going to be happy because they reached to this na'im and this happiness and this reward. They will be pleased, different from the other faces that will be angry. We ask Allah's protection. Those faces that is not going to be radiya, they are not going to be content or happy because what they had achieved also. Allah said, fi jannatin aliyah. Jannah is the home of enjoyment which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had prepared for his awliya in the day of judgment, which will be no eye had seen before, no ear had heard before, no human being can imagine. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in Surah Al-Sajda, فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. No soul know what is hidden for them from pleasure which their eyes will be happy and content with it as a result of what they used to do. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said in Surah Al-Mu'minun, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَاعِلُونَ. Until Allah said, أُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْوَارِثُونَ الَّذِينَ يَرِثُونَ الْفِرْدَوْسَ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. So you should be reading Surah Al-Mu'minun, the believers. Allah said, success for the believers, those who are humbling themselves in the salah, those who giving their zakah, until Allah said in the last verse of this description and the qualities of the believers, Allah said, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْوَارِثُونَ, those are the one who going to inherit. They will inherit the Firdaus and they will be there forever. Allah also said, وَفِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِيهِ الْأَنْفُسِ وَتَلَذُّ الْأَعْيُنِ وَأَنْتُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. In Jannah, whatever the soul desire, whatever the eye feel content with, and they will be there forever. So Allah said, Jannatin Aliyah. And the low, the highness, is the opposite of down. Okay? So it's high. It will be above the heaven, the seven heaven. As we understand that in the day of judgment, the skies will be removed, as well as the earth. Nothing will remain except Jannah and hell fire. So Jannah is the highest of all places. The highest and the midst of it is Al-Firdaus, which above this is the throne of Almighty Allah. لا تسمع فيها لاغية, which means that you don't hear in Jannah any bad talk. No, you don't hear any soul that have this foolishness. Whatever in Jannah is serious and right and good and peaceful. Nothing but tasbih, tahmid, tahleel, takbir, glorification of Allah, praising Allah, saying la ilaha illallah. Allah will inspire them to glorify Him the same way like we inspire to breathe, inhale and exhale. So that means you don't even need to make any exhortation or any effort to make tasbih, because this would be automatically like you taking your breath. Your breath, you don't understand have to do, is working automatically. Okay, because there's no obligation in Jannah. So you, your tasbih and your tahmid and glorification of Allah will be like you breathing. You don't have to make effort even to do it. It's no more reward. You're living in the reward. Everything is reward, because the reward is for action. The action is done here. So there you're getting what? You get a reward. So you are not obligated there for salah or for tasbih, and as a result of this you are not exerting any effort. It's going to be like you breathing. Okay? I.e. is not any difficulty there, but continuously they will be in the remembrance of Allah, and the tasbih, it became something to add to their happiness and the companionship to them. They will come to visit each other in happiness. that they never experienced before. Allah said, فِيهَا عَيْنٌ جَارِيَةٌ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, عَيْنٌ جَارِيَةٌ, a spring running, and this is an anhar, river. He said, فِيهَا أَنْهَارٌ مِّن مَّاءٍ غَيْرِ آسٍ وَأَنْهَارٌ مِّن لَّبَنٍ لَّمْ يَتَغَيَّرْ طَعْمُهُ وأنهار من خمرة من خمر لذة للشاربين وأنهار من عسل مصفى. All this spring is what? Rivers. What kind of rivers? A water is not corrupted. Rivers from milk, its taste never change. Rivers from khamr, a tasty for those who drink. And rivers from a pure honey. This is Surah Muhammad, verse number 15. Jariya, i.e. runs, flowing. And runs wherever you desire. You don't have to dig, you understand, neither you have to have a water wheel to bring it out. It will be running. You don't have to dig for the river to come towards you. You don't have to build them, you don't have to bring any tools to bring this to wherever you want. Like Ibn al-Qayyim is saying, أَنْهَارُهَا فِي غَيْرِ خُدُودٍ جَرَتْ, that the rivers of Jannah, it doesn't need tunnels. Glory to the one who has hold it from to be flooded. That means you don't have to have two sides and the water running in the middle, but will be running and no flood, and you don't need any of these things. فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة. So the bed will be high, so they sit on it, joking and laughing. As Allah said in Surah Yasin, هم وأزواجهم في ظلال على الأرائك متكئون. Their and their husbands, or their and their wives, or their and their match. Okay? Their match. Fasting people with the matching, fasting put, making a lot of prayer with the people, okay? So, their equivalent. Or their wives, that means the husband and the wife, will be what? Said على الأرائك متكئون. They will be leaning on the أرائك. Okay. على الأرائك متكئون. This in Surah Yasin. They will be leaning in couches. Okay. وأكواب موضوعة. And the cups. And the glass, okay, but the big difference, okay. Therefore, we don't know the reality of the things that in Jannah, we did not know it. But only we see things in names in this dunya. Like there is a big, big difference between this and that. We praise that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from the people of Jannah that will enjoy all this inshallah. And we stop here inshallah, and hopefully that this will enable you to study this edition 7 verses. And inshallah next week we're going to have a class, and the week after this we don't have a class. We have a shifting in the shura meeting, right? So remember next week inshallah that you go over these verses, and let's say it inshallah one time before we close inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى تشقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة. جزاكم الله خيرا. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك، نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت، نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.